World War II, of course, did wake up the country to the world of physics, because physicists did contribute heavily. Many of them went in. They were, of course, largely doing engineering. Mm-hmm. But they did bring in some fresh ideas, and they learned some new things themselves, and physics became very popular. And perhaps that public image of physics is part of it, too. I think combination of public image plus the fact that most of the best physicists are in academic life, and hence presumably don't have the kind of conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. Plus also being more basic, and perhaps you want to look to the future, it's their background a little more applicable. Mm-hmm. Maybe those are the reasons. Mm-hmm. Now there are of course many things where it's just a question of judgment. Experience and judgment. If you talk about how do we build this piece of equipment, then clearly the engineers ought to know, mm-hmm. ought to have better judgment. And I think generally that kind of thing the country does, Scotland. If you once try to get a committee together to look at the future, then you're more likely to get basic scientists. Oh, that's my guess. I don't pretend to be very profound on the subject.